As many of you know, a giant in our literary world passed away recently. Maurice Sendak, author of Where the Wild Things Are, he passed away at the age of 83. Most of us know this story as that exciting and startling childhood book that we would often read before going to sleep. And for those of you who do not know the story, if you'll let me, I'll summarize just a few parts. You see, the main character is Max. And before going to sleep, Max is a little wild. And what he's doing, he's jumping on his bed and he's causing commotion. And his mother comes in and says, "Max, you have to go to bed without your supper." And so Max ventures into his bedroom, and all of a sudden, with the use of his imagination, Max transforms the room into the land where the wild things live. And of course, Max is the king. And he controls all of the wild things, these monstrous creatures that bare their teeth, that roar through the night, and Max is the king of all. But suddenly, Max starts to realize that he doesn't want to be the king of the wild things. And what he says in the middle of the book is that he's ready to go to a place where someone loves him most of all. And so Max ventures back into his room, back into his home, and goes to the place where he's loved unconditionally. And that's what I want to pose to us this morning. In our tradition, in Judaism, do we have a model of a relationship, of a person who teaches us what it means to be in an unconditional relationship of love? We know that we exist in connections and relationships where sometimes a person does not meet our expectations. Perhaps our child angers us. Perhaps our spouse does not do exactly what we would hope or what we want. Perhaps we're a bit disappointed in our own behavior. But are we able to push past those momentary labels, those labels, if you will, of being wild, and retreat back to that relationship, the one that we hope exists always, of unconditional love? Rabbi Shimon Felix, a modern commentator, explains that there's two examples of love and the putting out of love within our Torah. He explains it as the Isaac method and the Rebecca method. You see, Isaac was incredibly in love with his son, Esau. But we have to ask the reason why. Why did he love this son? He happened to love the son, as we know, because Esau was a talented young man. He was the one who brought in the food. A hunter, someone with many skills. And yet, it saddens us a bit, because why is this young man loved? For what he does. But when we choose to look at the model that Rebecca exudes, she loves her son Isaac. For what reason? Not because of his talents, not because of any skill mentioned in our Torah, but she loves him just because he's her son. Not because of what he does, but she loves Isaac for, I'm sorry, Jacob, thank you. Thank you. She loves Isaac though too. She loves Jacob for what he is, for who he is. Again, the model, so I can clarify, I'm sorry. Why does Isaac love Esau? For what he does. Why does Rebecca love Isaac? Jacob, I'm a little bit done on some cold medication, I'm sorry. Why does she love Jacob? For who he is. And those models are incredibly hard to follow, incredibly hard to achieve. Challenges that each one of us face every single day. We say to ourselves, how can I love so-and-so because they did this to me? How can I love so-and-so because they crossed me this way? Instead, we have to remind ourselves to ask the question, how can I love so-and-so? Not how can I love so-and-so, but I will love so-and-so because of who they are. If you remember the last pages of the book, Where the Wild Things Are, Max ventures back into his room and finds his supper. But not only does he find his supper, he finds that it's still hot. And I would venture to say that that's what we're all looking for. We're looking for someone in this world, some kind of relationship to exist in, where we too are not loved for what we do, but loved for who we are. And we hope that now and always, when we go into that relationship, we will find our supper. And hopefully, that supper is still hot. Shabbat Shalom.